The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Daf is Nozer Daf Nun Aleph, and we are on the top, the first word of Daf Nun Aleph, Omer Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. So, Gemara is continuing along the theme of this week's Dafin, and that is the sugyas of Tuma V'Tahiris, specifically the halachas of a Nozer. A Nozer is not allowed to be Metame to a Meis. The Torah says that if a Nozer is Metame to a Meis, in addition to the regular tahira that every Tomei Meis needs, he has to go through a very specialized tahira process. He has to bring three karbonos on the seventh day of his tahira, the chatasoif, the oilasoif, and the karbon asham. Additionally, on the eighth day, he has to do a tiglachas shel tuma, shave all the hair on his head, vayomim arishonim yiplo, all the days that he counted already, but tahira for his nazirus do not count. And on the eighth day, when he completes the tiglachas, he starts counting his nazirus all over again. But as we saw in the Mishnah, al elu tumos hanazir megalech, that although from the Torah would seem that any type of tumas meis would cause a nazir to have to go through this process, it's not true. There were only certain types of tumas meis that caused the nazir to become tamei in a way that it would have to go through this process. For example, ordinarily, a roiva kav shel atzamos is metame. So if somebody comes in contact with a roiva, that's a certain shear, a roiva kav of atzomos, of a mace, he would become tamei. A nazir who comes in contact with a roiva kav shel atzomos also becomes tamei, but it wouldn't be megaleach on that. To be megaleach, it would have to be a chatzi kav shel atzomos. Ordinarily, a revi'ez dam of a mace is metama. A nazir that comes in contact with a revi'ez dam of a mace becomes tamei. He has to wait 7 days. He has to go through the taira like a regular Tomei Meis has to, but he doesn't go through the special process of Tahira that a Nazir Tomei needs. For that, he would need a Chatzi log. It wouldn't be a Revius, it would be a Chatzi. And that's the mission. The mission discuss what types of Tumma cause a Nazir not only to become Tomei Meis, but to also have to be Megalech. What's the Hagdara? Why is it that sometimes certain types of Tumas Meis cause a Nazir to have to go through the process, others do not? So we spoke at the Rambam, and the Rambam, based on a Sifri Zuta, says that it's because when the Torah describes the Nazir becoming Tomei Meis, the Torah doesn't say V'chiyitna L'nefesh. It doesn't say that when the Nazir is going to become Tomei Tumas Meis, he'll have to go through this process. The Torah says V'chiyomus Meis Olav. A Meis is going to die in his presence. And the Rambam's Lashon is that he doesn't go through this process Acheyitma it has to be a mace. So ordinarily, the kavei is, if it's from a mace, revius dam of a mace, that's enough to make you tamei. If it's a shir chasha from a mace, that's usually enough. Here you need the mace himself. We said that in the shiurim, from Shulam David, Alevi Soloveitchik, brings from the Briskerov, page after page after page, where the Briskerov said that the Makarta, this Rambam, is a Sefrizuta. The Sefrizuta words, the punchline, a little different. Not atzmei shel mace, but mace sholim. You need a complete mace, and they have a lot of nice marimakoymes and lomdis with regards to this new idea that there's coming in contact with something chashuv from a mace, and then there's coming in contact with the mace itself. But either way, with regards to when the nazir megaleach, it has to be atzmei shel mace, or like the Lashon HaSifri, it has to be mace sholim. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was mloi tarvod rekev. So when a body decomposes after it dies, so somewhere in the process of decomposition, it turns into dust. That dust is a koyach to be metame, because being that the dust has in it basar, gidim, and atzomis of a mace, as we'll see in the Gemara today, so it has a koyach to be metame. A maloi tarvet, which literally means a ladle full of dust, is metama, tumas mace. Not only is it metama, if a nazir comes in contact with it, he has to go through this process. We look at it as meisholi. We look at it as atzmei shol mace. But the Gemara said, ladleful. So even if at the times of the Mishnah was there was a standard ladle that people used, but tell me more. You have to be a little bit more specific. So we saw in the Gemara, it's a machlokes amiran, which really traces itself back to a machlokes tanoim, or tesefta, mesechta zaholis, whether it means a palmful, or whether it means a handful. Either way, the halacha is that a maloi rekev, a palmful or a handful of dust of a mace, has a koyach b'metama. So we have a whole daf, nazir daf, nun aleph, which discusses this halacha of maloi tarvit shal rekev. What type of mace has the halacha of rekev? Mace nikbar orum, it's negeya, a b'neis, a corpse that was buried, or without any clothing on. So usually, a mace is buried with tachrichin. That's the halacha. But a mace that's buried with tachrichin does not have the halacha of rekev. When its body decomposes, you don't have this halacha l'moish misinai, that the rekev is going to be metama. Only if it was nikbar orim, or even if it was nikbar with tachrichin, it has to be, well actually not or, in addition, ba'orin shel shayish, it has to be in a coffin that was made out of marble. Oy al gabi ritzba shel avonim, or instead of a coffin that's made of marble, if it was on a floor of avonim, of stones, el meshesh l'rakev, then you would have this halacha. Nikvar b'ksusoy, if however, if it was buried in a ksos, ba'orin shel eitz, or in an aron made out of wood, oy al gabi ritzba shel avonim, or if it was not on a floor of marble, but on a floor of bricks, zel meshe ein l'rakev. What's the difference? The difference is, the way Rashi explains, because the halacha l'moshe misinai of rekev says that it has to be a meloi tarvod that is 100% rekev shel meis. But let's say you have a foreign dust that's included in this ladleful of dust, that would disqualify the entire ladleful, and we would say that the halacha is that it's not metame at all. So if a body is buried in tachrichin, the body is going to decompose, the tachrichim are going to decompose as well. So if you're going to now take a scoop of dust, even if the overwhelming majority of the dust will be from the corpse, will be from the mace itself, but there will be a little bit of it from the tachrichin itself, that little bit of tachrichin is going to create a scenario where the halacha will be that you don't have the halacha of rekev. Rekev is when it's 100% rekev shel meis. But if there's anything else, whether it's the dust from the tachrichin, or it's the dust of the coffin that was made out of wood, or it's because the body was lying on levanim and the bricks themselves turned into dust with time, they too decompose. That would be considered a foreign object with regards to this taruvus. If there's any taruvus of something other than rekev shel meis, then you don't have the halacha l'moshe misinai, you don't have the halacha of rekev. The way the Mefarshim speak out this Rashi, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because ordinarily you would think that as long as the majority of the taruvus is rekev shel meis, so say pitul b'roi. You should say that if the majority of it is rekev shel meis, even if there's a miut that's not rekev shel meis, that shouldn't necessarily disqualify the taruvus. And Rashi seems to be bothered with that kasha, and Rashi says that was the halacha l'moshe misinai. Va'onu ein lanu halacha l'moshe misinai shehi rekev metame ele. Rekev habo min ames atzmai beloy taruvus. That's ki'ilu the way the halacha l'moshe misinai was stated. That if it's 100% rekev, then you have the halacha of rekev. But if it's 90% rekev, even though ordinarily 90% is enough, because we learn from Achi Rabim Lahato, it says the halacha of bitul b'roiv. Over here, you're not going to have the halacha of bitul b'roiv. Amarula. Ein rekev el habo min abosor min agid min atzomis. Another halacha regarding rekev shel meis. The only time you say rekev is if the dust has in it a little bit of flesh. It has gidim and it has atzomis. But if it's lacking one of those three ingredients, even if it came from the mace, so this didn't come from tachrichin, it didn't come from the coffin, it actually came from the mace. But if it's not basar, gidim, and atzomis in this meloi tarvet of mace, you don't have the halacha. It's a rabbi lula from a brisa. Rekev abam and abasar tahar. If it came from basar, it's tar. It sounds like only because it's from basar. Hamina etzem tame. Even if it's not etzem gidim and basar. The afak after like a basar. So the Gemara says no. Emahachi rekev abam and abasar tahar. And had it been from etzem alone, also it'd be tar. Hachiyesh etzem be basar. If there's etzem and basar, it's then that it's tame. But like a gidim, you're still missing one. You're missing gidim. Says the Gemara. Yefshel abasar latzamis boy gidim. If there's basar and there's atzamis, inevitably is going to be gidim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Shnei mesim shekavrin zeh. If two mesim are buried next to each other, nasu galgalim zeh lezeh. So if you look in the Rishonim, the Mefarish Tosfos, so they mucho what the exact definition of the word galgalim is. But the point is the same, and that is that if there are two mesim buried with each other, so we assume then as the bodies decompose, the rekev, the dust of the respective mesim, are going to come together. The halacha is that the only time you have halacha of rekev is if it's 100% rekev of one mes. But if the rekev of Reuven mixes with the rekev of Shimon, so then you don't have the halacha of rekev anymore. Nasu galgalim zebezeh, they shter each other, they inhibit each other from coming to a point where you would have the halacha of rekev. Masiv Rab Nosin. Rab Nosin asked the kasha rekev meis meisim tame. It's not true. It's a mafurish braisa. Then if rekev came from two meisim, it's tame. You see, it doesn't become gal galim zelazeh. Amar Rava shekaru zebifnei atzmoi vezebifnei atzmoi veherkivu vaamdu amaloi tarvid rekev. No, that's talking about where they were buried independently. They each turned into rekev independently, and then this dust mixed with that dust, and now you have the halacha of rekev. However, if the bodies decomposed together, so they turned into rekev at the same time, and somehow the rekev, as it was, the body was going from being a corpse into rekev, they were intermingled with each other, then you don't have the halacha of rekev. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan Rabbi Yechanan, because a sairei v'kavra yimoi, if the hair of a mace was cut, and then they took the hair and they buried it together with the mace, nasli galgalim. So the sair also is galgalim. Meaning, we just said that it has to be from the mace atzmoi, and that is basar, giden, and atzamois. It excludes the tachrichin, it excludes the Oroin, it excludes even the mace, a different mace, shnei mesim, so too it excludes here. Spoke at this Lashon HaRambam yesterday. Every part of the mace is tame, except for the teeth, the hair, and the fingernails. If, however, the teeth, nails, and hair, if this is all attached to the body, then they're all going to be tame. What about liquids? That we spoke at the Rambam yesterday. Liquids are all tar, except from dam. So any solid that comes out of the body is metamel, except for these three things that we just mentioned. All liquids that come out of a body are tohar, with the exception of dam that are tamin. The Rambam spoke out that even though there is a concept of tumas mashkin midirabonon, and tumas mashkin midirabonon is even more chomer than regular tumas oichlin midirai. So tumas oichlin could be at best a sheni latoma. Tumas mashkin could be even a rishon latoma. So how come the chachomim at least warned goyzer that any mashka that's yoytzim in ames should be tome? So the Rambam answered his own kasha that the reason the chachomim imposed a tumas mashkin midirabonon was as a gzera, it was a harchoka, because they were afraid that if you're going to be lenient with Tumas Mashkin, which on the Deraisa level doesn't even exist, you're going to come to Tumas Eichlin. But says the Rambam, do you have to be worried about that when it comes to Tumas Meis? Tumas Meis, Mashkin, Hayoitzim, and Ameis, everyone is Bedelem Imenu anyways. Nobody goes near it. No one's going near the Mashkin, and as a result, you don't have to be concerned that if you're going to allow people to go to the Mashka, Hayoitzim, and Ameis, that ultimately people are going to go to the Meis itself. That's not something you have to worry about, and it's for that reason, Chom would never go there. So Kol Sheb Ameis Tomei, except for, again, the teeth of a mace, the Sar of a mace, and the Tzipurin. What if the mace needed a haircut before he died? Or needed to cut his nails before he died? My, and then he died. That sar and that sipoirin, is it metamana? On the one hand, mi amrina, do we say that being that it was supposed to be cut, it's as if it was already cut. Right now it's attached. Why not be pushed it from something Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said? What did Rabbi Bar Chana say? The halacha we just mentioned, that if mace is here, was cut right before he died, and then the hair was buried together with the mace, and then the hair together with the maize decomposed. So the halacha is that the hair becomes galgalin. It's not mitzarif to the shir rekev. Not only is it not mitzarif, it messes up the taruvas. You don't have any halacha of rekev. It sounds like only because the hair was cut. But let's say the hair was supposed to be cut, but it wasn't cut. At that point, you would treat it as the mace itself. So just like you're treating it as the mace itself with regards to the halacha of rekev, then you should treat it as the mace itself with regards to the basic halacha, that if somebody touches that here, he should become Tomei Tomas Mace, because it sounds like Taimah Misham the Gazas, Holy Gazas, Loi. So the Mara says, no, it's not Muchach, Hochi Kamra, Gazas, Areza Galgala. What Rabbi Rachana said was that if you cut the hair and you buried it together with the mace, then it certainly is going to be Galgalim. Loi Gazas, if you didn't cut it, maybe it wasn't short. Meaning he said Gazas because that he knew for sure. What if Loi Gazas? Could be then you'd have the same halacha. Because Koloi Medligza, it's good Gazas, Dami. Kobina, he wasn't sure, that's why he didn't say it. But to bring a raya from him to the other side, that had you not cut it for sure, it would be considered Mechuber, thus it would not be Galgalin, that you don't have any raya. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. So whenever you have a lot of Yiboyas in the Gemara, you always have Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya throughout Shas is asking Yiboyas, and there's a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra where Yirmiya's Yiboyas came to a head, where the Rabbanan felt that they had heard enough Yiboyas, because a lot of Rabbi Yirmiya's Yiboyas are like really difficult to be pushed. So to the point that they literally threw Rabbi Yirmiya at a Beis Medrash, and there's a lot of stories about Rabbi Yirmiya. But either way, that's a sugya in Masechtas Bava Basra and Perek Yesh. Eichlein. So, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, rekev haba min ha'okev ma'o. What about the dust that comes from the heel of a corpse? What's the halacha going to be over there? Me, ki gamrina rekev haba min kulei meis. Do you say that the halacha of rekev is only if it came from the entire body that's dead? Avo the asim min okev, if it only came from the heel, not. Or maybe there's no difference. What's the difference between the okev? The okev, the heel, the bottom of the heel has callus, has dead skin. So there is technically rekev that's on the heel of a person that's alive. Is that rekev or is that not rekev? So maloi tarvid of rekev that comes from the okev, is that tame or is that not tame? There's a concept of aver menachai, which is matama, koinzala to be matama to aver menachai. Kizai is basar menachai is also something that could be a koin is nala bimatamatu. So what about a maloi tarvid rekev that came from a chai? Where does a chai have rekev? The ekev, that is rekev. So that's the Gemara Shailo, and that was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shailo. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Tanirim, Nasim Rabbi Ishiya, rekev about Mishnei Mesim Tame. Rekev that comes from two Mesim is Tame. So what's the Shailo? Viso gadai dechabam an okev loy. If you're going to tell me that rekev that comes from the okev is never matamo, zil hochad domoderech ekev kasi, domoderech ekev kasi. How do you know for sure that the Maloi Tarva that came from these two Mason didn't have a little bit of Akev from it? Meaning the Akev died before the rest of the body died. And if you tell me that that Rekev is not really Rekev, then maybe there was a little bit of Rekev in the Taruvas that came from these two Mason. Now, I saw that. Oh, so very good. So I saw them first were very bothered. Why did Gemara bring a raya only from two mason? What about when one mace dies? So the best teretz, best mahalach that I saw is that if one mace died, so you could say that the time, that when is this halacha going to be nogeya in a case when you know for sure it didn't come from the akiv. But the case of you're being mitzarif, the rekiv of two mason, almost sounds like you know there was some mason over here, and you're trying to just get as much rakav as possible, and you put together a tarvah. But almost by definition, the story seems to suggest that you're just gathering anything you can, but you don't really know much about these mason, where they were. And that's why even, you don't know if it was one mason, if it was two mason. So it seems a little bit like there's definitely a possibility that it came from the akiv. A little bit of a doichik, but that's the way the Mefarshim seem to explain. But the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yirmiyah never had a shiloh where the mace, where the person died. And now some of the rekev is coming from the akiv. That's pashit. Although the akiv had dead skin before the person died, but that's pasha that once the person dies and the entire corpse turns into rekev, that little bit of dead skin that was on the akiv would be included in the shir rekev. Here we're talking about where all you have is the akiv, or if there's an aver that was next to the akiv that also died, my, what's the halacha over there? There we're concerned that maybe that aver that was next to the akiv also decomposed because of whatever dead skin there was in the akiv. So scientifically, I'm not sure how that works, but either way, teiku, that was the Gemara Shailah. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, uber b'mei isha, have a galgal amaloi. What about a pregnant woman that dies? Her body decomposes together with the body of the fetus that she's carrying, the baby that she's carrying. So do you say now it's like two people that die? Where two people die, you don't have the halacha of rekev, or no? Maybe not. What's the shailah? Being that the halach in shas is uba yerachimai hilchach gufu. So we look at it as one big guf. So you have the halach of rakiv, meaning the baby that the mother's carrying is not going to get in the way from establishing the halach of rakiv. No. Or being that this baby at some point is going to be born, so you can't treat it as being a chelik of the mother. What? What's that? The mother's dead now. Very good. So I saw that they're bothered with that. But being that before the mother died, the baby was oymid lotze. So at that point, we already established that it's not considered part of the mother. Very good question. I saw that the mefarshim bothered with that. Oydilma kim the seifel lotze mifresh parish mina vim temtzulim over the seifel lotze mifresh parish mina. And if you're going to tell me that over, being that the uber is supposed to be born, that was what was supposed to happen. That was the plan before the woman died. So therefore, mifresh parish mina. Therefore, it's considered separate. What about shichva zera bimeisha? What about shichva zera? Literally, zera, semen, that's inside the guf of a woman, and then the woman dies, and the body decomposes, and the zera also decomposes. So, mi amrina, kibet lo itzer ki gufa dami. Do you say that it's considered part of the guf? Or it came from outside the guf, so maybe you don't treat it as being part of the guf. If you look at the top mefarish, top Rashi, shichva zer bimei ishamau, kigun shemesa kishahisa bas bonim. It's talking about she died when she was a bas bonim. The stam isha bas bonim is for shichva zer bimei. A stam isha that's at childbearing age, you could assume she has shichva zera in her body. And if she has shichva zera in her body, even if we don't have any specific information that would necessarily lead us to believe that she has zera inside her body, you would assume bechazoka that she does, and to the extent that shichva zera is nasa galgalim, then you wouldn't have the halach of tumas rekif. Sounds like a big chiddush. Oy, she nivala samach lemisasa. Or more pasha, it's talking about, we know for a fact, she was nivala samach lemisasa. So if she was nivala samach lemisasa, so then for sure we know she has shichva zera inside her body. If it's nasa galgalim, you wouldn't have the loch of tumas rekif. But you wrap up another shayla pirsha. What if she has excrement inside her body? Mao keep it lemekayimo bidaloi achla chiyusa. Or do you see that being that she needs it in order to survive, so therefore it's considered part of her guf? It's like shichva zera came from outside her guf. Boy, Rav Acha braid Ravika. What about her skin? Boy, Rav Unu bar Manoach. Kichay v'niyoy ma'o. What about saliva, mucus, or other types of liquids that come out of the guf? Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Achla Rapapa. V'isol kadaitoch. Kolhani de komar havi galgalim rekiv de metam heichim mishkachaslo. So Rav Shmuel Bar Achler is overhearing this conversation. Rav Papa is banging out ibayas left and right, and he says, "What's that, Rav Papa? So you're telling me that if there's any food shichva zera skin, if she was pregnant, kichay v'niyo, even if she has saliva, mucus, she has a runny nose, anything that she possibly could have had inside her guf, and then the body before she or he, for that matter, died, and the body decomposed." You don't have the halach of rekiv. So his question was, rekiv de mitama hechi mishkachas. Then how is it ever possible? Is there a corpse that ever, is there a person that ever died that didn't have one of these things? So he said, no, I'll tell you, it actually is possible. Hechi mishkachas. It's possible the Ashke made the kolam. Before this person died, he drank palm water, which apparently sucked out all the moist of the person's body, v'sachya nasha, and then he smeared himself with something that removed all his or her skin, v'sholku b'mei tverya, and then they boiled the body in the chamei tverya. So now he lost his hair, he lost his skin, and he also lost his mucus and all the other chazarei. So if he did that, now it's negei, and then the body died. All he has is basar, gidim, and atzalmos. And it could be it's only in that case you have the halacha of rekif. But other than that, you wouldn't exactly have the halacha of rekif. So before we go weiter, it's just kedai to speak out. We've spoken this out before, but not recently. And that is that we have a whole sugi over here where we're discussing rekif. Shailas, Rabbi Yirmiyah Shailah, Rabbi Papa Shailah, Shnei Mesim and Svaris with regards to the halachas of rekifs. I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzionim Halacha, he has a nice aura. His aura is that we're all familiar with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim that halacha l'moishim yisina is we have the Mesaira. Meaning, the Rosh and Rambam is divrei ha-kabbalah ein behem machloikis lo'ilom. Anything that we have b'mesoira, such as halacha l'moishe m'sinai, there can never be a machloikis. V'choldova she'timotzi b'machloikis, b'yodua she'in nekabal l'moishe m'rabbeinu. And if you do have a machloikis regarding something that you have b'mesoira, it must be that it's not a real halacha l'moishe m'sinai. Because all the halacha l'moishe we have b'mesoira. So his ha'ori is that you have svaras over here, lakan ulakan, in the Gemara regarding halacha l'moishe m'sinai. Halacha l'moishe m'sinai is not a milso hatoli b'svara. Halacha l'moishe m'sinai is what it is. So there was a Mesoira, and whatever the Mesoira said, that's really what it is. So if you know the halacha, you know it. If you don't know the halacha, you don't know it. But there's no mokim for Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Boy Rabbi Papa. So Sherman Tanam Halacha says, Pashit, that you have to say that the Shaila was, what was the halacha l'moishe m'sinai? I guess Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying to get to the bottom of the halacha l'moishe m'sinai. He wasn't clearing a Shaila so much misvara, but more, was the halacha l'moishe m'sinai said this way, or was it said that way? What would the halacha l'moishe m'sinai say if the shichva zera, if the woman was pregnant regarding oirei kichay niyoy? Is it only when he drank, made the call, and went to the chamei tverya, etc.? That's the way that you have to learn this gemara. But the truth is that we've had the idea of halacha l'moishe m'sinai featured prominently not so long ago in Masechtas Nazir. When we learned the fourth parak of Masechtas Nazir, so if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said several times in the fourth parak, Halacha hi b'nazir. What was the context? Just the chazir over two of them. One of them was, you have a nazir who was mafresh mo'ish stumin for the three korbanos that he has to bring when he finishes his naziris. The chatas, the oila, and the shlomim. So he sets aside $100. This $100 is going to go to buy the three korbanos. Which dollar is going to go towards the chatas, which oila, which shlomim? He was never mefarish that. It was mo'ish stumin. And then he's no longer a nazir. For example, the nazir was a woman and the husband was made for the naziris. So she doesn't need the naziris anymore. She doesn't need the korbanos. So what do you do with the money? So the halach is yiplu v'nedava. You bring with it an oilas tzibur d'nedava. Mara said, why? V'shlokish learned it out from a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan said, halachi b'nazir. You have a mach. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halach of mo'ish stumin yiplu v'nedava is because of a halach of mo'ish mesina. V'shlokish argued. Rish Lakish said, it's learned out from a pasuk. Ha'ish madaras b'nai b'nazir. Father, mor gishmak esugya, has an ability to make his youngster into a nazir. Dafka the father to the son, not the father to the daughter. Dafka the father to the son, not the mother to the son. But what's the reason for it? So Rabbi Yechran said, halachi b'nazir. It's halachi l'mesh m'sina. Rish Lakish says, no, it's not halachi l'mesh m'sina. It's a svara. Kidei l'chancha b'mitzvah. A lot of mitzvahs that are involved with nazir. We spoke a lot of raid about chinuch then, but it's all kidei l'chancha b'mitzvah. Again, according to Rabbi Yechran, halachi b'nazir. So you have two halachas in Masechtas Nazir, important halachas, that Rabbi Yechran attributed to halachi l'mesh m'sina, whereas according to Rish Lakish, it has nothing to do with halacha l'mesh m'sinai, but rather it's learned out from a pasuk. In other words, it seems to be a machlokes amiron whether there was such a halacha l'mesh m'sinai or not. The Rambam said, "Divrei Kabbalah ain't be machlokes lo'ilo. V'chol davar shatimatzei be machlokes biyodua she'ena Kabbalah halacha l'mesh m'sinai." Halacha l'mesh m'sinai, everybody has to agree with. And the Rambam says the litmus test, the barometer to know whether something really is halacha, if everybody can agree that this is the way it is, you know it's not. It's a halacha l'mesh m'sinai. If there's machloikis, then it's not a halacha l'mesh. So how could you have a machloikis? Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, we have a whole sugi over here of how to interpret the halacha l'mesh m'sinai to the extent that there's ambiguity. That's a chesaron in the Kabbalah. That's always a chesaron in the Masorah. However, it's Yedua from the Briskerov. Briskerov wrote this in Sefer. This is not from the Shiurim. This is not from the stencils. But Briskerov in his Sefer that he himself wrote on Masechtas Yuma asks this very question. He says, you find throughout Shas that the Amiram and Tanam, they argued with regards to halacha l'mesh m'sinai. Shiurim are all halacha l'mesh m'sinai. And take a look at a pamphlet with regards to shiurim. This timatzei ba machlokes. There's a lot of machlokes when it comes to shiurim. It's all halacha l'mesh m'sinai. I thought by halacha l'mesh m'sinai, there's no machlokes. So the Briskerov said a brilliant chap. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Tmura that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, the end of Parshas Vezeis HaBracha, Nishtakhu, many halachas were forgotten. The Yidden forgot a lot of Torah, Bimei Evle Shal Moshe. V'hechziron Asniel ben Kenaz, Mitoich Populoi. Asniel ben Kenaz, also known as Yaivitz, gave the Yidden back all these different halachas that were forgotten in Bimei Evel Shel Moshe. How did he return these halachas? It wasn't al pi ruach hakodesh. He didn't have a dream, but rather mitoich populai. He darshened the yud gimel midos shatayin adrashas v'hem, and through the yud gimel midos hafoichba v'achoichba the kulaba, everything is merumas in the Torah, even the halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And he was able to bring out the halachas l'moshe m'sinai through his pilpul and learning. Said the Briskerov, it comes out there are certain halachas l'moshe m'sinai that we have today only mitoich populai shal sneil ben ganaz. And were it not for populai shal, we would have lost them. Meaning, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that we have 100% b'mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave it to Yeshua, who gave it to the Skenim, who gave it to the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. It's over there that the Rambam said, l'timatzei b'machlokes. And to the extent that there's a machlokes, that's a raya that there's no Mesorah. But there's certain halachas that we don't have anymore b'mesorah. The halachas that were forgotten to be made by Yisrael Moshe. Where those halachas come from? Not from Mesorah, not Moshe Kibbutz Torah M'Sinai. It came from the pilpul of Asniel ben Kenaz. If it came from the pilpul of Asniel ben Kenaz, now already there's mokim to have machlokes. Because now you can dingzach with the pilpul of Asniel ben Kenaz. You can argue and you could say, I'm not masking to this Kal V'chomer, I have a kasha on this Sadashova. So if you're going to argue with the people of Asniel ben Kenaz, now already there's mokim that there should be machloikis. And Briskerov said that all the different machloikis that you find in Shas regarding halach l'mesh m'sinai, these are the halachas that were mitoich pulpuloi shal Asniel ben Kenaz. To the extent that the mitoich pulpuloi shal Asniel ben Kenaz, it's for that reason it's possible to have machloikis. So it's not muchach then that this whole sugya is a sugya of what was the halacha l'mesh m'sinai? It could be that they're not just debating. How did you hear the Mesoira? The Mesoira seems to have been whatever it was. The Mesoira, go find out whoever the Bala Mesoira was. Ask him what he heard from his Rebbe, and that'd be the end of the story. There's Mokin for Boy Rabbi Yirma, there's Mokin for Boy Rapapa. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechim could argue regarding Ishmael ben Ben Azar, whether Halachi ben Azar or it's Kedei L'chancha ben Mitzvahs. There's no Mokin for any Svaras when it comes to Halachi L'Moshe Mesinai. That's not always the case. There are certain Halachis where, to the contrary, there would be Mokin. Rabbi, another halacha. Noktina, we have a Mesoira, mace, shetachnoi, in lay rekif. What if loyaleno, they take a person, a dead body, it didn't decompose, but they put it in the crematoria, or they made it turn into dust, but not through it decomposing on his own. Is there tumas rekif, or is there not tumas rekif? So I don't know all the halachic shailas about a koyan going to concentration camps with all the, you know, people go back to Poland. I'm assuming it's a problem, but, you know, certainly if you guy went with my grandfather's Lazan Gazin about 20 years ago, so we were in Majdanek, which was one of the large concentration camps where a lot of Yidden were killed and gassed, and there's a huge, huge hump of dust that all came out of the crematoria. It's rekif of Gidim, Basar, and at some ways of Yidin that were gassed to death. So is there Tumas Rekev there, or is there not Tumas Rekev? This was Tachanoi. Those bodies didn't decompose. Those bodies were burnt. Says the Gemara, Mau, Midi hu time el de ikabasa gidim atzomis. Do you say the whole Yisvar of Tumas Rekev is you have dust that has an abasa gidim atzomis? So you have that here too. Oidilma kibriyasa vidin, or maybe you need that it should naturally decompose. And this didn't naturally decompose, says the Gemara Teku. Tani ulabar chanino, meisha chasar in le rekev, a mace that's missing a limb of a body, meaning it's not a whole mace, there's no halacha of Tumas Rekev. That's another chiddush. So a person died, but that person was missing a limb. He decomposed naturally, everything went smoothly, but the halacha is that there's no Tumas Rekev, because a mace shechaser ain loy rekev. The loy tfusa, additionally, doesn't have the halacha of tfusa as well. What's the halacha of tfusa? So sometimes, occasionally, for whatever reason, mason, their bodies need to be moved. Out of Gedolei Yisrael, the Rambam was, a lot of people were moved, right? So there's a halacha of tfusa, that when a mace is moved, they don't just take the mace, but there's a certain amount of dirt that's in the area where this mace was buried that comes along. V'loy shchunas kvaris. There's a halacha of shchunas kvaris, which is that if a kohen, for example, or not even a kohen, you find a mace buried. Once there are three mason that are buried, we have to assume that the whole area is already a beis hakvaras. So the halacha of rekev, the halacha of tfusa, taking along some of the dirt together with the mace that's being moved, and the halacha that when the three mason we assume shchunas kvaras doesn't apply if the mace was chas. Mace fei, fei the gemara, akasha, is that true that if you have a mace sholem that's missing just one aver? It's an oxymoron. But you have a mace that's missing an aver. And then the body decomposes. You don't have the halacha of rekev. I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah Masechtas Idiyos. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halacha of aver min achai and aver min hames. So again, aver min achai is metama, just like an aver min hames. We discussed these halachas a little bit on Yontif. A koyin is not allowed to be metama to an aver min achai, just like he can't be metama to an aver min hames. We spoke at a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda was asked a shiloh by a koyin who, loyaleinu, had to have his leg amputated. And he wanted to keep his leg. He wanted to have it in his house on display. And what he wanted to do with the leg was he wanted to show it to people so that people would have rachmanis on him. And maybe they would give him money. They would help him out. I guess it was difficult for him to work afterwards. So he was hoping that people would have some rachmanis on him. So he wanted to keep it around. The problem is, it's an Avram and Achai. He was a Kohen. Kohen is not mitama to an Avram and Achai. The Shaili asked in Eidi B'Yehuda is, can a person be mitama to his own Avram and Achai? Maybe somebody else's, and even a Kariv, maybe not. But his own, incidentally, Avram and Achai came in Matama to a Kariv, right? We learned it out from Psukim and Sachtas Nazar. That's how it came into the Daf earlier last week. But what about his own Aver? Maybe his own Aver is going to be different. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Bisvar is Pasha. What's the difference if it's your brother's or if it's yours? If you can't be Matama to an Avram and Achai, even from a Kariv, then certainly so too you wouldn't be able to be metama to your own Eved Menachai either. The chiddush of the Neid Behuda is the second part of the tshuva. The second part of the tshuva, the Neid Behuda discusses whether or not there'd be a loch of kfura. Do you have to bury this Eved Menachai, or do you not have to bury this Eved Menachai? And the Neid Behuda says for a pshitos that you wouldn't have to bury the Eved. He says you have to get it out of the way to make sure Kayhanim don't come in contact with it, because it's a mikshel for Kayhanim. But to bury it, says the Neid Behuda, you don't have to. Rav Moshe in two tshuvas in English, Moshe Chelgalov, brings this Neid Behuda and he argues with the Neid Behuda with a tkifus. He totally disagrees with the Neid Behuda. He says it's poshut that you do need kfura, and his raya is a beautiful raya from the Gemara Masechtas Nazadaf and Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings a brisa that says that although a kohen is allowed to be metama to a kariv, but he's not allowed to be metama to even menachai. What was the havamina that a kohen should be allowed to be metama to an even menachai? Only because of kavod ameis. There's a certain kavod. You have to bury it. You have to be metapa with the Eiver. Otherwise, would there ever have been a havamina that the Koyin, to the extent that Eiver Menachai is metama, that we know. So why should a Koyin to his car be any different? The fact that a Koyin is allowed to be metama to his car is really a bit evident. It's not that there's no Kedushas Kohuna. It's not that there's no Tumas Meis. But it's that the idea, we'll see the Rambam Yetzisham tomorrow, Kama Chamura Mitzvah Ovel, that the mitzvah to be metama to a meis, the avelos be metapa with a meis, is so chomer, it's so important, that one is doich of the other. But if you're going to tell me, says Rav Moshe, that there's no mitzvah kfura on an Eved Menachai, then what was the havamina that a kohen should be allowed to be matama to the Eved Menachai from his car? So from the fact that you need a pasuk, this is Rav Moshe darshaning a halacha from a havamina of a brisa. This is classic Rav Moshe. It's unbelievable. Right, this is something usually you see Rishonim do. So Rav Moshe said that from the fact that the Braisa needed a pasuk to tell me that a Kohen is not allowed to be Matamatis Karevs, Eved Menachai, that's a riot as a mitzvah skfura. Because again, had there been no mitzvah skfura, it would have been pashen out that way. And therefore, Rav Moshe paskin alochel a maisa, and this is Rav Moshe's psak, that an Eved Menachai needs kfura. Not just that, a kizayis basar Menachai also needs kfura. That's Rav Moshe's psak halacha as well. And Rav Moshe says in the two tshuvas, one tshuva he was asked a shaila by a doctor whether he could do experiments on different things that come out of bodies. And Rav Moshe said, well, one of the things he discussed is the kfura. He says, you need kfura. Absolutely, there's a chayvas kfura. So there was somebody here for Yontif who had was going for a knee procedure. So he told me that when he goes for, I think he's going for a total knee, they're going to take things out of his knees. He said he discussed it with a local rabbi. He asked him whether there's a halacha kfura. So he told him that Rav Moshe holds very strongly in Igros Moshe that you have to. And I went over to him. I told him over this chiddush of Rav Moshe. So he said that Rav Moshe, the Rav told Rav Moshe, you have to. Rav Shlomo Zalman said not that way. So I told him it's really the Neid Yehuda. It's a Mefurish Neid Yehuda that Rav Moshe quotes. Rav Moshe was a master Neid Yehuda. But either way, it seems like Rav Moshe paskin not like the Neid Yehuda. Rav Shlomo Zalman took on the psak of the Neid Yehuda. I don't know how far this goes, but if somebody does go for a surgery of some sort, there is a concept of requiring kfura. Zokti Gemara, Vaita Tani Ula Bar Chanina. Meshe Chaser Ein Lei Rekiv. Again, but like Tfusav Lei Shchunas Kfar. So if a body is buried and it's chaser, so there's no halacha of Rekiv. Meshe Lo Yamam Rebim Meis Sheyesh Loi Roi V'Roiva Om Lei Tarvid Rekiv. Taim Rebachai Shein Loi Loi Roi V'Loi Roiva V'Loi Tarvid Rekiv. So again, the Mishnah Idias is comparing and contrasting Eved Menachai and Eved Menameis. And one of the things the Mishnah says is that Eved Menameis has the halach of Rekev. Eved Menachai doesn't have the halach of Rekev. So Eved Menachai, that then decomposes, you don't have the halach of Rekev. Doesn't it sound like if it was an Eved Menameis similar to Eved Menachai, you'd have the halach of Rekev? Now Eved Menachai is one Eved. So it sounds like you would have an Eved Menameis, which is only one Eved. It's a chaser. It's not a complete corpse. And it decomposed, you would have the halacha of Rekiv. So you see that you don't need the meis shalom. Hey, chidam, again, ida arkiv, chad ever, the kavas gabi meis. Afilu chad ever, ikur Rekiv. Mar says, no, miktani, ha meis, ha kamash malam, shum meis yesh lay Rekiv, shum chai ain lay Rekiv. In other words, the Gemara doesn't mean, the Mishnah doesn't mean that if you would have this Eved Menachai in the version of an Eved Menameis, you have the halacha of Rekiv. What it means is meis in general has tumas Rekiv, chai in general doesn't have Tumas Rekiv. When does Meis have Tumas Rekiv? Could be only when it's Shalim, but when it's Chaser, maybe it doesn't have Tumas Rekiv at all. Boy, Rava, one final Gemara, Hirkiv Kishuchai. What if the body decomposed while it was alive? The Chaser Meis, and then afterwards it died, or a part, one limb of the body, obviously, was Eved Menachai. It decomposed, then the person died, and you have the decomposed Aver, which was from a Chai, but now it's all Mace. So maybe now that the person died, it does have Tumas Rekev, or it had decomposed while the person was still alive, so it always remains Aver Min HaChai, right? You could have Aver Min HaChai from a person that died 5,000 years ago. Or no, right now it's not Aver Min HaChai anymore, it's Aver Min HaMace. Yeah, but at the time that you took it out, it was Aver Min HaChai. So right now that the body, the person died, is the Eivim and Achai still Eivim and Achai? Or now maybe you look at it as Eivim and Ames with regards to the halacha of Tumas Rekev. So the Gemara said, L'chura, you could bring a raya from the same Mishnah. Toshma, lo yamam rupa meis, sheesh la roi v'roiva, umaloi tarvid rekev, taima b'chai, taima mishum chai. It sounds like only because the Eivim and Achai is from someone who's still chai. Ha meis, if the person would die, yesh la rekev. Even the Eivim and Achai would have rekev. No, you don't see that. Miktani, ha meis, hakom mashon, the shum meis yesh la rekev, shum chai. Don't be medayik that Mishnah so much. And this is just comparing in general terms Tumas Meis versus Tumas Eiver Menachai.